Yeshud Zayin, Anichnas Hachanus El Shel Boishem, Sheyesh Boi Mina Bissomim, Boi Mina Bissomim. A person walks into a store that's selling Bissomim spices that are made for smelling, then he makes a Boi Mina Bissomim. Even though spices that are not made to be smelled, you don't make a bracha, but here the one who owns the store wants everyone to come in and smell them, that's why they buy them. If he goes into the warehouse of the Bissomim and he smells it over there, then he would not make a bracha because at that point in time they're not really set aside from being smelled. Some say that you make a bracha only when you have kavanah to smell. Others say that as long as he smells it, he makes a bracha. If you want to avoid the selfish, take a whiff. Smell. Yosef Shom kol hayom ein mevarach ela echos. He was inside the store the entire day. He makes one bracha the entire day. But since he was not masir das, from the smell, the bracha counts for everything he was the entire time he was here, even if it's a full day. By the way, the reason why I make the prayer immediately solemn is because we're assuming that there's all types of solemn over there. We have isbe and atze, so getting a smell of the combined solemn. So as long as he's in the store, we don't care what he was thinking. He happens to be in the place where the smell is coming from, and one bracha per day is enough, or one bracha till he leaves. Nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze. If he went in and out of the room that the smell was in, mevarach al kol pam. So we see a chiddush over here that if you leave the building, that you had someone in, you come back. We don't say the fact that you made a shinu mokum, you changed from one place to another. That's the reason to make a bracha again. And therefore, you only make a second bracha if you masiyach das, if you got involved in other things when you were outside of the room that the someone were in, and then you decided to go back in here. So if a person went to do his work, or he went to daven and shul, Mishavu says that's considered hefsek, and he makes another bracha when he will come back. So the discussion why it's not considered a hefsek. You know, if you make a shackle on something and you leave the building, it's considered a hefsek. So one reason it is that a hefsek is because a shackle, you ate or drank something, and you go out and you can drink something else. Whatever you ate is already consumed. That is what over there. Based on that, we're going to say this is different because here you're going back to the same Bissomim. So the only time you would not make a bracha when you leave the room and come back to the Bissomim is if you smell the same Bissomim. But if you smell different Bissomim, then you would have to make a bracha. The Maisa is the second Svara that since the smell comes memeira, you don't have to eat it. It just automatically comes into your nose. Then that's the reason why leaving the building is not a hesek. And we lemaise the paskin like that time. In other words, if you left the room and came back, even if it's not the same Bissomim that you had before, but since you're mechavim to the Bissomim in the room, it works for the new Bissomim also. The Shinui Mokim is not considered Shinui. Leaving the building is not considered a reason to make a new bracha, respect to the brachas of